Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, as I see here on YouTube and Twitch, and we love everybody who is a part of things here in the spot, here at Talliards in Sugar Land, or those commenting on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line. I see my guy here. On YouTube and Twitch, Space Age 713,
Space Age Pimpin'?
Sure. Who listens a lot?
You got the artist?
You think maybe that's where he's going with?
Absolutely.
You think so? Probably. He listens a lot, and he goes. He said, "I have more faith in Mertz than Mills," and I like when people just say stuff like that, and I'd like to just. You know, confront like because I don't because I just don't because there's no way that's possible.
He threw four interceptions in the fourth quarter of a preseason.
It's not possible, right? I mean, it's just not.
What are we doing?
And I said, how and why? And his response is because we've seen Mills' ceiling, Ron. When you stick my name in there, that really means he wanted like
you my boy Ron,
like Ron, emphatic. Why do we want to do this over and over again? And I'm not gonna put words in your mouth, but I would think you agree. And I said to him, like, look, man, like whatever it is you're talking about, maybe some of you have quit and given up on the season. There is no chance and no way in hell that D'Amico and the Texans should give up on the season at 3-5 right now. Okay, there's no way. And you're giving up on the season if you're gonna throw Graham Mertz in the game. Right now. Like, let's just be honest. Lord knows nobody has been more outspoken about Davis Mills than me. When many of y'all tried to tell me that, hey, just give him a shot. No, he's not. He's not a starter, and he's not going to be your starting quarterback. But he deserves to get a chance at being the backup and coming in when CJ's out, and he damn sure deserves to be the person over Graham Mertz. No disrespect to Graham and his family, but he deserves this over Graham Mertz. Let's stop this. They should be trying to put their best foot forward to win the game. This ain't about no ceiling. Right now, this is about we got to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to stay alive. Not about no ceiling for the future. What do you need to see Graham Mertz's ceiling for? Is he gonna take over for CJ? What the hell you need to see Graham Mertz's ceiling for? No, Graham Mertz comes in the game when Graham Mertz gives you the best chance to win. And that is not the case with Davis Mills. Now, I'm not telling you Davis Mills is going to be great or nothing, but damn it, he's earned the chance to go over Mertz. Didn't he throw four interceptions against the Vikings in preseason?
Some of
them weren't all his fault, but damn, guys, come on now.
I did that and never saw the field again.
Well, I know. Yeah. This ain't no disrespect to either to Graham Mertz, but that I mean that's just like you cannot possibly say you know what. I think Graham Mertz gives us the best chance to win. Yeah, I think you are a hater or you're delusional or you're part of the Mertz family.
Hold
like,
on, Joe.
I think you fall in one of those camps if that is the case. And again, the ceiling conversation, there is no need to see Graham Mertz's ceiling. Don't need to see it. There was a time to see Davis's ceiling. Yes, we saw it. C.J. Stroud's your starting quarterback. And if it doesn't work out there, it's not turning over to Graham Mertz. Promise you that. Played 4 years. He played for four different universities. Get out of here, man. Sorry. All right. As we continue here, I do. I feel bad for Texans fans that this has to be a story that we discuss. But it is it looms large in this game because of how the Texans have played and because of their situation with injuries. One of the biggest things in this game that we got to watch for, Clint and Tyler, is this damn injury to the kicker. And that is because, and I don't think you understand how much I hate having to have conversations in depth about the damn kicker. But I think it has to happen here because the Texans seem to struggle scoring, and they seem to struggle scoring touchdowns. And to even make that a game last week, their kicker had to make 5 field goals.
Ka'imi noe aloa meka ikeoke kumupa'a.
That fella. And now he's hurt. And now you're bringing in Matthew Wright, who I'd bet you in the last 2 or 3 years he's kicked for 9 teams. I think he's kicked for multiple teams this year. I know over the past couple of years he's had a couple of stints with the Chiefs for a moment. He has kicked for everybody. He seems to be the resident, oh, my kicker just got hurt. Can you come in for us? And the way that the Texans score and struggle to score touchdowns, they need their kicker to make all the kicks that they could get so they could get all the points that they could get in these games. And now their kicker is hurt, and they got to depend on Matthew Wright, who do you think – are you confident in Matthew Wright that if he gets 5 kicks that he's going to make 5 of them, 4 of them? And the Texans may need all of them. Are you – like that – and that is something that has to be so frustrating – to Texans fans that their offense is this bad, that, hey, man, our kicker, man, we got to have a top-shelf kicker because he's got to make all the kicks because our offense can't put the ball in the end zone.
Well, look, it's clear. Either way it goes, it's clear that the Texans are going to miss, obviously, their quarterback first and the guy that kicked 5 field goals last week. He's a big part of what they do, especially when they're as good defensively as they are. I mean, any team that's this good defensively is going to miss their kicker. Now, I said this yesterday. I think going into this game, sure, you give the kid a chance. I mean, and I know he's a journeyman and he's been with a lot of teams and all this kind of stuff. You give him a chance when it's blatantly obvious. But if we're in third down. If you're in fourth and short at any point in time, I would even argue in some iffy situations. I would leave my offense out there and go. I'd have told Nick Cayley on Monday night. I'd have said, "Hey, here's the deal." Monday morning, I'm sorry. Hey, man, I need your best 10 2-point plays. I need your best 10 third and short, fourth and short, goal line, not jumbo package, goal line. I need all 10 of them on my desk by noon on Monday, and we're going to talk through these suckers. That's where I'd be, and I'd make sure that Nico caught 12 has got to be in the game, and every one of them. I mean, it's simple stuff. It pisses me off that we can say this with a straight face, but like the simple stuff, like 12's got to be in the game, 27's got to be in the game, 14 needs to be in the game. I mean, those guys need to be in the game, and I think you can overcome this kicker situation.
Ball on the 25.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, my God. What do we have? I have no idea. What is the breaking news here, Tyler?
Wanted to get y'all the absolute latest on this injury report. I know we've been talking a lot about it and been looking for it. Well, it just dropped a few minutes ago. Jalen Petrie for your Houston Texans officially ruled out. Tytus Howard officially ruled out. Ed Ingram will be out against the Jaguars, along with Christian Harris, Jakob Johnson, and Ka'imi Fairbairn, and of course C.J. Stroud, as y'all were just discussing. That is the absolute latest on the Friday injury report in Houston.
Yeah.
So it is official. Five starters.
You're out 5 starters. They made it official. And those 5 starters are C.J. Stroud, Ed Ingram, Tytus Howard,
Jalen Petrie,
Ka'imi Fairbairn.
Yep.
Along with a couple other
We'll see. Yeah, I've seen it. Harrison Bryant, hopefully he is able to go on there. Christian Harris, who has become a depth guy.
Christian was on that list.
He's out. Yeah, he's become a depth guy.
Did he say Harrison Bryant, too?
He didn't say Harrison Bryant, but he's one to look at.
All joking aside, that's one to watch. Not necessarily for Harrison Bryant, but what
– He is questionable.
He's questionable.
That's one to watch, T. I mean, just because when you look at it, just from a personnel perspective, Dalton Schultz, he does things that Dalton Schultz would rather not do. And we would rather not take Dalton Schultz from his snap-in, snap-out responsibility. So if Harrison Bryant can't go – and you've already got your sixth offensive lineman that's been playing that jumbo tight end. If he's got to play right tackle, then all of a sudden you're not only down that sixth offensive line package, you're also in a world of hurt with your any two tight end package that you have. 12 personnel is a big part of what hell every team wants to do in pro football right now. So you're 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends, two wide receivers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I mean, how do you... You're not only nixing your sixth offensive lineman, your Fisher package, you're also nixing your 12 personnel package. You're also in a heap of trouble with your goal line short yardage stuff, and anytime more than one tight end's needed. So, you know, that Harrison Bryant thing is something to watch in a big way, because it's going to impact so many different personnel groupings, and it's going to impact the game plan and what all you can carry into this game. They just don't have the dudes. I mean, if you want to rely on that seventh round pick from the draft this year, if you think he's ready. Well, if you liked him that much, I wouldn't think it'd take five tight ends getting injured to get to him.
I think he sat out of practice, too, earlier this week. Luke Lachey?
Yeah.
Or Lachey, whatever you want to call it. All right, so that is the official.
I'd go with Lachey.
Lachey, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. Sounds a lot better.
I'll go Lachey. Official, not only Brian Thomas Jr. out for the Jags, that's official, and now the official injury report is Tyler. Just let us know. Five starters, it's now official. For the Texans will be out. Coming up, let's do our Saturday slate. I know it is a football Friday as we are live here in Sugar Land at Talyards. There's some big games this weekend, and I know Tyler is really, really engaged in one big one. I think we know what his game of the week is, but there's some big games.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.